There he is. We have our next guest on there. You've been struggling with that. I've been watching you struggle behind the scenes, by the way.
It's always a struggle.
Life is a struggle,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm referring to my life, then not this show.
No,
yeah.
Of course not. He is the MC for the Bassmaster Classic, which is slowly approaching, and also the Bassmaster Elite Series. He is the top dog down there south of the border, and he's a Canadian. And better yet, not only is he Canadian, but he's a hometown local boy. His name is Dave Mercer. Joining us now, good morning, David.
Always good to be here. Good morning, Ange. How are you?
Doing wonderful, buddy. Absolutely on top of my game, as they say.
Always are. Always are.
Hey, are you in town?
Actually, yeah, I'm actually sitting on my couch watching a light dusting of snow fall over Lake Scugog. And I just finished watching an extremely entertaining episode of Fishing Canada.
There you go. Except for one problem, I wasn't on it. Damn it.
I was going to bring that up, but I didn't want to start with the negative. It's a new year. It's a new me.
Atta boy. How long are you down for?
I'm in town for a whole other 2 days, I believe. I leave Wednesday for the first Bassmaster Elite Series event of the season down in the St. John's River. And it's an exciting time of year. I mean, to kick off a new season, and the St. John's River is always special. I mean, the last two times we've been there, Rick Klun has kicked everybody's butt. I mean, which to me, and I bet you agree, I mean, it's one of the most understated stories out there. That this dude, 73 years old. Just say that to yourself.
I was just going to ask you, how old is he now? 73. Holy
73
mackerel.
73 years old and competing against, you know, the youngest guys on tour, you know what I mean?
Oh, but my God.
We've got guys in their 20s, 30s, you know, that's what's dominating. And then you have the wise old Jedi, basically. And it's amazing to see, you know, and when you look at somebody like Rick Klun, who's literally fished tournaments for over 40 years, he'll say things to me like, I had to relearn how to fish. And I'm like, well, how? I mean, I can't relearn, and I'm half your age. You know what I mean? Like, how do you, and just to put up with the physical abuse? But real quick, one funny story. He won that first event, right? He won the first event last year, and we had back-to-back events, just like we have this year. So basically, when you win that event, you win on a Sunday night. First thing Monday morning, you got to start pre-fish because your next tournament starts the following Thursday, 8 hours away.
Immediately after. Dave, sit tight, will you, buddy? I don't want to miss any of this, but I do have to take a quick break. So I want to hear the rest of this story and much more. Dave Mercer on the line, host of Facts of Fishing and host of Bassmaster Classic and Bassmaster Elite Series. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away. Hey, want to learn more about the last great fishing frontier? Then look no further than FishingCanada.com.
Oh, buddy, that's a tank. That's
the biggest and most comprehensive website dedicated exclusively to, you guessed it, fishing in Canada. Videos, blogs, how-tos, and GPS waypoints to some of Canada's best fishing hotspots and much, much more. We'll even show you how to prepare a world-famous Canadian shore lunch. If you love fishing, then you'll love FishingCanada.com. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Michael Mooring, sitting in for Stephen Labadie, vacationing somewhere in Mexico or something.
He's always vacationing.
Yeah, have you noticed that? So it's not just me pointing that out.
No, it's not, Angelo.
When was the last time you had a two-week vacation, Mike?
I don't think I've ever had a two-week vacation.
Exactly my point. And he has one like every 6 months.
Yeah.
So there's something going on here that you and I need to look into. That's all I got
to
say.
I think we need to investigate this.
All right. Derek Brandale and Andrew Holland on the board today, filling in. Wow, we got replacements everywhere today. Not that that's a bad thing.
No.
But everybody's off except me.
Well, you're never off.
Oh, thank you. And
you
mean that.
You don't take vacation.
You give me that. That's all love coming out of you, spewing out of you.
Yeah, 100%. Admiration.
Speaking of love, on the line with us, I almost forgot him. How can you forget him? He is bigger than life himself. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean it in his personality. That's why he is the Bassmaster Elite Series MC and the Bassmaster Classic MC, the highest position you can get south of the border in terms of celebrity status and personality in the fishing world. And he is it. His name is Dave Mercer, host of Facts of Fishing, on the line with us. You there, Dave?
I am here.
All right, good.
I am here.
Didn't want to. I was hoping you weren't going to fall asleep on us, right? All right, so you're back to the Klund story.
Yeah. So basically, wins the tournament, has to leave the next morning to pre-fish, and I fly back in between events. So I come home, see my family, and all day Monday, all I'm thinking about is, you know, how tired I am from, you know, emceeing this event, and I keep thinking about this 70 at the time he was 72, at the 72-year-old who just won a tournament, and he's out. He drove 8 hours and he's pre-fishing. So that was the very first question I had to ask him on stage at the next event. And I said, Rick, you know, 72 years old, how were you pre-fishing first thing Monday morning? All I could think about was you. And he looked at me like only Rick Klund can. He gave me that pause and I wondered what the answer was going to be. And he quickly said, as only Rick Klund can, he said, how did I start at 72? How did I start pre-fishing first thing Monday morning? I didn't. I took the day off and started on Tuesday. Kind of the wise old bull and exactly. The young bull story we've all heard before.
He is an amazing piece of machinery, I got to tell you, because that's the only way to describe him is machinery. He is so good. He is just so good. And if I was a young guy, you know, coming up in the business and doing well and stuff, I would definitely, every event that I'm up against Rick Klund, I would be a little bit nervous for sure. But a wonderful, wonderful ambassador for the game, though, isn't he?
He truly is amazing. And you know, I got a whole new level of respect for him last year, even after working with him for 10 years. You think you've seen everything, but obviously there was a lot of shifting in the sport. You know, a lot of guys moved to the MLF League, and you had a new group of Bassmaster Elite Series pros or a new crop of them come in. And it was so different last year because all of a sudden, you know, Rick Klund, who had kind of stepped away from a mentoring role over the last number of years, you know what I mean, and kind of focused on his own thing, without anyone saying anything, all of a sudden last year, I see Rick Klund with his arm around some of these young guys in the morning, you know, just talking to them. Now, he could be telling them to stay off his water. I don't know. I wasn't part of the conversation. But in my mind, he's tootling them, but you know, it really is amazing. And that with the excitement of the great Canadian invasion on the Elite Series, we have three Canadians. It's exciting to watch.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that. First of all, you and I talked on the program. Oh, I don't know how long ago, but I distinctly remember, that I asked you a question about maybe you could be instrumental in convincing the Johnsons to move over to BASS from FLW, jokingly. And lo and behold, the next thing I know, they're jumping over there. How much influence did you have on that, Dave Mercer?
I had none whatsoever. I can confirm or deny. When the opportunity came about, I mean, they are Canada. We as Canadians, you know, we always kind of look at other countries, you know, Americans and stuff like that. And sometimes, you know, we'll look past people right in front of us, but they truly are some of the best young stars in this sport. And who we're talking about, for those that don't know, and I'm sure most do, Chris Johnson, Corey Johnson, and Jeff Gustafson. And they proved it last year. I mean, dude, last year Canada had 2 seconds out of 8 events. You know, they almost won it twice. You know, the first two events, how crazy was that? Chris Johnson went into the final day of the first event with the lead, you know, just fell short to Rick Klund. And then we go to Lake Lanier. Nobody's talking about Gussie, and he goes out and leads it on day one. So I'm telling you, Canadian fishing is alive and well.
When is the Classic?
The Classic is first week in March. So
first week in March.
We've got two events before that. This week we go to Florida, the St. John's River, and then we go to Lake Chickamauga in Tennessee the week after that. And then we'll be in the Classic first week in March, which is on Lake Gunnersville. This is this whole season is Big Fish Fiesta. I mean, the venues we're going to are all Big Fish waters, and we'll be back in Waddington, New York, giving the Canadians another shot at that title because they came so close last year.
Now, are you handicapping the Classic at all? Can you let us in on what your thoughts and feelings are?
I believe, I mean, just on a Canadian front right now, I have been on record, and I'll go on record here and say it. They're going to win two titles this year. Those three guys are going to win two titles this year between the Bassmaster Classic and the Elite Series. I don't know what the combination is going to be. One guy could win two of them. So, you know, it could be one each. I don't know. We'll see. But I just they were so close, and I got the feeling last year they didn't realize how close they were to that until that was. You know what I mean? Like it happened so quick and so fast, and it was almost in retrospect that they were like, "Man, I can win Angler of the Year." Cause
Dave. What would that mean if one of our Canadian boys were to win the Classic? What would that mean to bass fishing as a whole?
It's hard to even explain it. You know, it's unfathomable because
exactly. We've
never. You're talking about somebody winning an event that up until this year, only two other Canadians in history ever qualified to fish it. And that's Charles Sims and, of course, Hank Gibson years ago. It's an event that less than 500 people on Earth have ever qualified to compete in. You know, so it's so rare to even be part of it. But to take that title north of the border, I mean, it there's no more southern sport, I mean, than bass fishing. They took curling from us at the Olympics, damn it. They deserve it.
You're right. You're right. Speaking of which, how I've never asked you this, but how are you making out as a Canadian who's taken the top seat in that activity as the MC of those two premier fishing events? How do folks treat you? Do they still see you as that Canadian kid who snuck in there and took the job, or are you just a North American to them now?
No, you know, it's so funny. I know what you're saying, because when I first started working down there, I felt like that. I felt like, you know, I used to say things like, I'm from up north. You know what I mean? I didn't even to make it smoother, because I was worried about that. But in time, I realized that, you know, nobody really thinks about that. I mean, it's America, dude. They're kind of like, you're Canadian, really? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, huh, why? They don't get it. And especially with the Canadian thing now, with all the Canadian anglers, it's becoming such an international sport. It really isn't that big. It's kind of a misconception, I think. I think a lot of people think it's going to be like that, but I'm going to get in trouble if somebody from Ottawa hears this, but it's kind of like this real quick. I mean, every time I go to Ottawa to do a seminar, a bunch of people come up to me and say, oh, you're from Toronto. You must hate us. And I'm like, no, we just don't really think about you. And that's kind of exactly what it's like.
That's the best. Well, listen, we're going to be keeping an eye on you, my friend. It's exciting times ahead. And if you've got anything that you could do to help our boys do well in the Classic, man, wave that flag for us down there, will you?
I will indeed, and I welcome every Canadian fishing fan. Get down there and bring your flags. Let's support these guys, because it is amazing.
That would be fantastic. I want to hear from you right after telling us that a Canadian won, buddy.
That is a deal. I would never be prouder to make a call.
All right. Thanks, Dave. You take care.
Thank you. Take care.
Dave Mercer, host of Facts of Fishing, host of Bassmaster Classic, and MC to the Bassmaster Elite Series, the highest position that anybody could hold in the fishing world in terms of celebrity status for announcers and on-camera people. And he's a Canadian, and he's from Port Perry. That's the best part. Sometimes, you know, we lose sight of reality, and that's the one case in point.